Greetings and welcome to Hindsight is 3030. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Jason, and joining me for this very special minisode is not Matt, it's not my sister, it's once again my son, Dylan.
Hey, guys!
My nephew, Jonas.
Hello.
And my niece, Abigail.
Hello.
Now, everybody give your ages real quick. Dylan?
I'm 11.
Jonas?
I'm 10.
Abigail?
I'm 5.
Okay, so guys, like as I promised, we are here to talk about a show from my childhood and my sister's childhood that these guys and gal have watched and kind of get their perspective. Because that's if you've listened to the show, one of the things that we do is we say, like, when we watch a show, sometimes the way we judge whether or not it holds up is if we think our kids would enjoy it. So the episode, and if you haven't read the title, that we're going to talk about, what we're going to talk about is Pee-wee's Playhouse. Now, Pee-wee's Playhouse, if you listen to the episode, I loved it back in the day. I felt it was still a great show. I'm going to let ladies go first. And Abigail, what did you think of Pee-wee's Playhouse? You found it on Netflix one day, right?
Yeah, it was really cool because the chairs and the things talked. It was really cool of like the things a lot.
So you liked the talking furniture. What did you think of Pee-wee?
Well, he was kind of funny.
Talking to the microphone. Don't look at me. Look in the microphone. There you go.
Right. So it was kind of funny a lot because like the laugh of him was kind of funny.
Look at the microphone. If you don't look at the microphone and
so
talk, they can't hear you.
So when he was calling, like they didn't have cell phones, you had to get a drink and talk in a can.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be kind of funny because they're like, you had to have a TV and a can, and you had to talk in it, and he didn't hear.
Look at the microphone. Okay, so you thought Pee-wee's laugh was funny, and you liked the stuff in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about the show you don't like?
Well, I don't like the, like, refrigerator thing because, like, some things in his house don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't like the refrigerator.
You don't like the refrigerator. How many, have you watched a lot of episodes or just a few?
Like 10 maybe.
Okay. Talking to the microphone, remember?
Like 10 maybe.
Like 10, okay. So, are you going to watch more episodes or do you think at 10 you're done?
Gonna watch like more episodes.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, Jonas, what do you think of Pee-wee's Playhouse?
I think it's just plain weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how to explain this. One, if you notice, he changes his voice, like, over different things in the show. Like, it's just so strange. Like, he jumps into a screen to play Connect the Dots, and then it turns into a actual thing. It's just
cool.
I watch it, I'm like, wait, what? What?
So it's a very bizarre show.
Yes, it's very, very bizarre.
Mm-hmm. But it's still, even though it's kind of weird, you keep watching, right? Just to kind of see what's going to happen, because you don't know.
It's just strange, though.
Well, isn't that different from because a lot of the shows, like, name your top three shows right now.
Definitely the Pokemon series.
Mm-hmm.
You did a podcast on this quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Mario Bros. Show.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that on Netflix a lot. And what was the last one? The Lego Ninjago series.
Okay, so those shows are pretty predictable, right? So you have your heroes. There's villains that do something. And they resolve it, and at the end, the good guys win. Now, Ninjago, sometimes there's a to-be-continued, the bad guys win, but overall, over the course of a few episodes,
right,
the good guys win, they get new weapons, they get depowered, they get upgraded. If you ever go back on Netflix and watch the original Power Rangers series, you'll see that Ninjago totally rips off Power Rangers. Okay, so there's 5 Power Rangers instead of 4, but they add a Green Ranger who's initially evil, and then because Lloyd is like the son of the Lord Garmadon. So they have a Green Ranger who ultimately is more powerful than everybody.
And then Lloyd becomes the Green Ninja, and it's kind of like...
Mm-hmm.
This is Ruin My Life Forever.
Pretty cool.
So Pee-wee is a very different show than what you're used to.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
it's just less predictable than the shows that I like. Because, like, it's just, like, happiness in every corner. And it's just weird, like, the at the beginning of every episode, like, he'll go play with his toys, and Sid, like, his toys will be, like, doing backflips or something. It's just so strange.
It's weird.
I don't know why you liked that show when you were a kid.
It's weird.
Well, you're a kid and you like it because it's so strange. Now, hold on. Before we get into talking a little bit more, Dylan, what do you think of Pee-wee's Playhouse?
It is all kinds of creepy. And by all kinds, I mean every single kind. Let's see. So, there's a 32-year-old man, well, something like that, who owns a playhouse and laughs like your worst nightmare and plays with toys and has talking furniture and has a bodiless genie and has a weird house and he makes a bunch of weird comments and stuff like that and he makes a super obnoxious screaming noise whenever you say the secret word.
But the secret word is given to us by Conky. Good morning, Pee-wee.
That's another reason why it's creepy.
Conky's awesome. He has a robot that's made of a boombox. But I think that's why the show is so weird and awesome, because they kind of let...
I didn't say awesome. I said creepy. All kinds of creepy.
It's awesome. Your opinion is it's creepy, but you're alone in this one. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Pee-wee character. The character of Pee-wee is essentially ageless. It's an adult man playing a character, but the character doesn't really have an age. He's not a 30-year-old man. He's like a grown-up kid. So he has this, like, magical world where nothing makes sense and anything can happen. That's why it's unpredictable. And I think that's one of the reasons why it holds up, because it's not just action, action, action. You don't think it holds up? You didn't like it? Okay, well...
I watched, two episodes. I'm just like, this is too much weird and creepy for me.
Like...
why is the talking furniture creepy?
Would you want your furniture to stare at you...
Okay.
...and move its... Like, let's say you take the couch, for example. Its eyes are on top of it, on top of the headrest.
Mm-hmm.
So it stares at your back at all times. And on top of that, whenever it talks... The armrest moves and your cushion moves.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to sit on that chair and they were about to say hi, and you would freak out because you'd flip out of your chair.
Okay, Dylan, it's clearly not real. It's clearly a fantasy, so you can't say the window talking would freak me out in real life. Well, yeah, it'd freak out anybody, but in the context of the show, that's just the world. You don't question the fact that
I don't really like it because
you don't like it. Abigail, do you give the show a thumbs up? You like it? Okay. And Jonas?
I'm kind of in between. It's like weird, but like...
It's an enjoyable weird, but it just kind of sometimes it's just a little bit...
It's a little bit perplexing. What is this?
It's really funny a lot because like the voice of it's kind of weird, but it's really funny a lot. Like when he says connect the dots, and his like voice changes a lot.
Mm-hmm. So we have two, it holds up, or one, it holds up, one, it kind of does, I can't really tell, and one, no, it doesn't. Okay.
I'm not a heckler, I just don't like that.
So it's kind of weird, but,
talking to the microphone, Abby.
The food in the refrigerator, it doesn't talk, it, dances, and have fun things. And this is the really funny part. There's a Christmas Pee-wee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird because the characters don't really look like they don't really look like their stuff and the other Pee-wee. So that's why it's really weird. Mm,
okay.
And the song of Pee-wee, it's really weird.
I forgot about the theme song. It's ridiculous. And creepy.
Quit calling everything creepy.
But,
hater.
I call you creepy? So
the Egypt thing says
everything about Pee-wee hater.
Playhouse. And then after it's beautiful, and then they start talking. It's kind of weird, but it's cool.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with that, I just wanted to get my nephew and one of my nieces, the other one, declined to... be on the show. She was a little shy, but That's okay. Yeah, so I just wanted to get them in here and let you know what the current generation thinks of Peeve's Playhouse. So we get a too creepy, it's okay, but kind of weird, and a thumbs up. So take that for what you will. All right, with that, we are done. Thanks for tuning in to a special minisode of Hindsight is 30/30. Good night, everybody.